Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Knows.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine before host Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Screen star Dane Clark, starring as Peter Chambers in Crime and Peter Chambers. This goes back to July 20th, 1954. Donald Sloan, embezzler.
Crime and Peter Chambers. Created by Henry Kane, transcribed and starring Dane Clark. Private investigator, duly licensed and duly sworn, Peter Chambers.
You're a private eye. That's your business. Anything else? That's for laughs. It's strictly business, this trip. You've been paid a little fee by a little lady in a little apartment on Gramercy Park. Now she's wringing her hands, and she's got plenty to wring her hands about. Her name is Mrs. Donald Sloan, and only yesterday her husband was declared an embezzler. Seems he worked in a bank, only he must have thought it was a garden patch. Because yesterday, before he disappeared, he helped himself to 100,000 shreds of lettuce. All crisp and all green.
Mr. Chambers, my husband wasn't a thief.
You got a better name for a man who elopes with $100,000?
Not Donald. I tell you, there's something wrong here. Something peculiar.
Mrs. Sloan, listen. Look, here's the morning paper. Let me read it to you.
But...
Now, the headline. Bank teller and $100,000 vanish at lunch.
No.
Beneath that, the following. Donald Sloan, teller and junior officer of the Trade Bank of the City of New York, is being sought by the police, charged with the embezzlement of $100,000 of bank funds. Mr. Sloan, an employee of long standing, left his teller's cage as usual at the lunchtime. When he failed to return, a hasty check by Charles Jenkins, manager of the bank, revealed that Sloan's cash was $100,000 short.
But...
curiously, Mr. Sloan had passed up an additional $28,000 in the same draw.
Look,
however,
Mr. Chambers, to the police, I'm just another wife doing the usual. Screaming about the innocence of her husband.
Look, there's no denying the guy walked out of that bank with 100,000 clams.
But he left 28,000.
Yes. But...
why? If you're going to steal, why not all?
Mrs. Sloan, I'm a detective, not a clairvoyant.
But...
Okay. Just what do you want me to do for you?
Look, Mr. Chambers, I'm not trying to whistle my way past a graveyard. I have no illusions about my husband.
What?
But I know for certain the man was not a thief.
Wait a minute. Illusions? How did you and your husband get along?
Not too well of late.
Well, how so, and since when?
Since about 2 months ago.
A lady?
You might call her that.
What's her name?
I don't know. I tried to ignore it, but last week we quarreled, my husband and I, and he asked that we separate. I heard him on the phone several times talking to a Frankie.
Oh, Frankie could be a man.
No, he has no man friend by the name of Frank.
You think there's any connection between the request for a separation and the embezzlement?
No, because I don't think he was involved in the embezzlement.
Here we go again. All right then, Mrs. Sloan. Your husband worked at the 34th Street branch, didn't he?
Yes.
Fine. I'll be in touch with you as soon as anything develops. One other thing. Do you have a picture of your husband?
Yes, I do. Oh, it's an excellent photo. I'll get it for you.
So off you go, and it's tic-tac-toe. You haven't the faintest idea where to make the first stab. You check down at headquarters with your friend, Detective Lieutenant Louis Parker, And all he's got so far is a great big bunch of nothing. He calls the bank for you, gives you a nice write-up, and that's your next stop.
Please sit down, Mr. Chambers. I know that you represent Mrs. Sloan. I'll do my best to cooperate.
Charles Jenkins, bank manager. A skinny little guy, egghead type. Large bald dome, heavy glasses, and a mouth that's all teeth.
This is a privately owned bank, Mr. Chambers. All of our employees have been with us for many years and completely to be trusted. Or so we thought.
The newspaper said something about Sloan's having been a junior officer, I think that was the term.
Yes, yes, very true. Part-time he was at the teller's window, and part-time he handled business transactions for us, mostly real estate.
I see. Now, what about that $28,000 he left in his drawer?
What about it, Mr. Chapman?
Now, look, grand larceny is grand larceny. Why take the $100 and leave the $28? If you're stealing, why not take it all? The penalty's the same.
I'll admit you have a point there, sir.
It sort of puts me over on his side a little bit. Sort of spurs my investigation.
Sincerely, Mr. Chambers, I hope and trust you're right. It would, how shall I say it, restore my faith in human nature? After all, he was a married man.
Well, don't get restored all at once, Mr. Jenkins. Our boy was having a little trouble at home.
Trouble?
A tomato.
Tomato, Mr. Chambers?
A lady. It seems it started a couple of months ago. His wife tells me he met the lady here at the bank. Suppose I take a gander at the books.
Gander, Mr. Chambers?
Oh, dear. Suppose I look over his books. You know, recent new accounts, business matters, that kind of stuff.
But the police have already done that, sir.
Not from my angle, Mr. Jenkins. Me, I'm looking for a dame.
Yes, Mr. Chambers. Yes, indeed. If you'll come this way, sir, I'll put you into his teller's gate and surround you with everything pertaining to his affairs. Dame, indeed.
From July 20th, 1954, Crime and Peter Chambers on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of Dane Clark in Crime and Peter Chambers, July 20th, 1954.
You spend a couple of hours bent over books like a bank examiner. You go over the whole works, and you come up with one lousy little item that you jot down on a sheet of paper. You're hoping against hope, and then Jenkins joins you.
How goes it, Mr. Chambers?
Well, one tiny little lead.
Yes?
Within the last 3 months, this new account here, a Miss Frances Lake, opened her account about 2 months ago, which jives with the time element Mrs. Sloan mentioned. Also jives with the name Mrs. Sloan gave me.
A name? What name, sir?
Well, a lady in his life, Frankie. That's all Mrs. Sloan knew, just one name, Frankie.
And you think this Frances Lake might be that Frankie? It's a frequent enough nickname.
Well, it's the only possible thing I can come up with in all this pile of stuff here. I wrote it down, see? Frances Lake, 1252 East 47th Street.
From which she removed about 3 weeks ago.
Well, how do you know?
From the police.
Did she leave a forwarding address?
Unfortunately, she did not. But it was strictly routine, Mr. Chambers. There was no special interest in her then, and there is none now.
The big, brilliant detective and his one lousy little clue. You crumple the sheet of paper and you pitch it to the wastebasket and you throw a strike. But it pops out of the basket because the basket's brimful of junk. You cast an accusing glare at the fastidious Mr. Jenkins.
Is something, Mr. Chambers?
Say, what's with this bank anyway? Don't people have a cleanup around here?
Matter of fact, the baskets in this cage haven't been emptied since yesterday.
What's the matter? Can't the bank afford it?
Well, we employ one cleaning lady who, working through the night, does an excellent and thorough job.
So?
Our lady came down with, of all things, measles. And we were informed too late to secure a substitute. So when the men came in this morning, each one of them cleaned and emptied their own wastebaskets.
What?
Since Mr. Sloan's cage was unoccupied today, his baskets are still full.
Did you tell this to the police?
Police? That our charwoman came down with the measles? Well, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Chambers.
Ridiculous, huh? These wastebaskets are still full of Sloan's stuff, yesterday's stuff, before he walked out for that famous lunch hour. You make a dive for those trash baskets like there's gold in them, our hills of refuse. And gold there is. Because you come up with a sheet off a desk pad diary. Yesterday's date, and on it is written, Frankie, 1215, real estate, Stanley Building.
What is it, Mr. Chambers? What is it?
Your faith in human nature.
What are you talking about?
It still holds good, Mr. Jenkins. Donald Sloan is not an embezzler. Here, read this.
Frankie? 1215, real estate, Stanley Building?
1215, lunchtime yesterday. This guy was no embezzler, Mr. Jenkins. Embezzlers don't tip their mitts like that.
Tip their mitts, Mr. Chambers? Mr. Chambers!
You're off and running. Destination Stanley Building. Which turns out to be a dilapidated, flea-bitten crumb hole decked out to be an office building. It's down near the Battery, wedged in between a couple of warehouses. There are a few like it in every town, fitted out for fly-by-night operators. It's four stories high, and a peek at the billboard downstairs informs you that F. Lake Real Estate is on the second floor, room 201. There is no elevator, so you creak up the wooden steps, but when you face up to the solid oak of 201, it's locked. And nobody answers your knock. Downstairs, you flash your credentials at a seedy-looking janitor, give off with some important detective routine palaver. But the $20 bill is the final convincer. He gives you a key, tells you to say you stole it in case of emergency, and back you go to 201. You turn the key in the lock, and you open the door.
Come in, Buster, and close the door behind you.
You don't close the door just because he told you to. His order carried additional authority in the form of a chunky revolver held in a pudgy fist. The guy seated behind the desk is fatter than a bookmaker's bankroll. He's really huge. decked out in a white Palm Beach suit with a floppy Panama hat square on his head. He's big, thick, red-faced, with tiny, gleaming pig eyes set within many folds of fat.
Like this, little man, you're liable to get killed.
Like what?
Like barging in where you ain't invited.
Who invited you? You're not F. Flake.
I ain't.
So, who are you?
There's a hot one. A boy breezes in where he don't belong, and right away he starts pecking with a stupid question. Sit down, chump. Over there.
Okay, I'm sitting.
And I'm standing up.
Oh, you're a large one.
Little pal, I don't know who you are, but sticking your nose in where it don't belong, it picks up trouble. I got a large hunch you're going to be awful sorry you came here, little pal. Yeah, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm sorry I came here. I'm sorry I ever came here. Now I'm going to blow. Well, first I take your key, like so. And then me, I blow. And I'm going to lock you in. And you're here, and I ain't. Goodbye, little pal. And take it from me. You ain't gonna be lonesome.
For a few seconds, you sit there like you're rooted to the chair. Who wouldn't? Then you bounce up and start moving. And then behind the desk, you find him. Donald Sloan sprawled on the floor, dead. A knife stuck in his back. You reach for the phone, but the phone's as dead as Donald. So you're back to being a detective. You frisk the dead Donald, and you come up with the usual items. But you're working at your trade, and some of the usual items are unusual. For instance, he's a smoker, cigarettes in his pocket, and 7 packs of matches. But 4 of them bear the same ad, Cafe Prince. Cafe Prince. You check it in the phone book, and it's down on Sullivan Street. The next problem is getting out of there. The door's too tough. But it develops that your fat friend isn't too bright. The windows are sealed, but glass is breakable. And there's a fire escape right handy. So you're moving again. But you stop off at your office for your gun, and then it's the Cafe Prince. A sign on the door says closed, moving out. But when you try the door, it's open.
What's on your mind, bub?
The question comes from a redhead at the check room. She's black-eyed and pretty, with a cuter assortment of curves than a World Series pitcher. You stick your head around the bend. The joint's deserted. A saloon with most of the chairs on the table. But the liquor bottles are still showing behind the bar.
Joint's closed, mister. We're moving out tomorrow.
Well, can I check my hat? Because with you, I'd love to check my hat.
Look, Mac, if you got a thing for check girls, go somewhere else. Lots of check girls in this town.
I got it for you, cutie.
Hello, will you?
Well, can I have some food? How about some food? Can I get a
kitchen's
sandwich?
Kitchen's closed.
Oh, I saw the bar is still open. That's all I want, honey. I need a drink, that's all.
Oh, arguing with a rum pot adds up to a rumpus and a rumpus we don't need around here.
Oh, come on, honey. I need a drink. I need a bath.
Okay. Go on in. Have your drink. Have 2 drinks. Tell the bartender the check girl said you can have them for free. And then get out of here. You understand?
You weave around the bend into the deserted room, and there's no one behind the bar. So you go into the usual drunk's routine. You slam your hand down. How's the bottle of service around here, huh? A curtain moves at the far end of the bar, and a man comes into view. And what do you know? It's your fat friend from the Stanley Building. He's wearing an apron now. And on this trip, you've got the jump on him.
Now look, Mac, what the heck is going on?
You see the pretty little gun in my hand, fat boy?
Yeah, I see it.
So be a nice little fat boy and come out from behind that bar. Sit down here at the table and let's you and I have a chat.
Yeah.
That's a nice little fat boy. Sit down.
What do you want?
The story on how come you're locked in a room with a cadaver, which turns out to be Donald Sloan. who lifted 100,000 samples out of a little old bank called The Trade.
Who are you?
As far as you're concerned, I'm the law. Cop. Private cop.
I didn't do it.
What's your name?
George Sachs.
Ah, George all the way, huh? Okay, let's have your story. It might do you a little good with the DA.
Little pal, if private law is sitting here right opposite me, public law don't figure to be far behind.
That's smart enough for a stupid guy.
Now, if I spill, you figure I can make a deal with the DA?
It's happened before.
Will you help, little pal?
I'll do what I can.
Okay. It was the dame.
Francis Lake?
Well, how'd you know?
You haven't been reading the quarter books lately, pal. Every private eye's a genius. Come on, talk it up, Porky.
Okay. Now, she happens to open an account in that bank. And that Sloan guy, he goes for her like a ton of bricks. She figures a guy works in a bank, a junior officer guy, it's an opening, so she punches. A cutie, that one. Real cutie.
Keep talking.
She don't go to rob the bank. She makes the bank come to her.
Like how?
Well, she opens the phony little real estate office. She tells him about a deal she's got to buy a piece of property worth $750,000. She tells him she needs $100,000 for an option, that she can turn a profit within 5 days.
How could she figure we could keep 100 G's out of the bank for 5 days?
I told you, she's a cutie. She sold it to him good, but good.
Like how?
Me, I'm supposed to own this hunk of property. An ex-bootlegger with plenty of old moolah. Property's supposed to be worth $750,000.
Okay, you're the bootlegger with the property.
He brings you the 100,000 bananas. It's supposed to be her money. Then the two of them, yesterday at 12:30, are supposed to wait for me.
Now, why is he waiting?
Part of a shoot-apple deal. Now, listen. I'm supposed to arrive. She hands me the option money. The papers are all drawn. Then I turn the money over to him so his bank can hold it in escrow.
For what?
Either she buys the property within 5 days or she's supposed to lose the option money.
Oh, he figured the money goes back to the bank so he's protected, huh?
Yeah. Now, this is how it's supposed to work out. I give him the 100 G's. He's an officer at the bank. Him and I sign a paper. He picks up the dough and brings it back to the bank. Supposed to be holding it on the deal.
Oh, the old round robber.
That's right. He's going to cover up for her with the bank records. Like that, according to her, nobody gets hurt. The money's back in the bank. She's got a tight option on the property. She tells him she's already got a sucker who's going to buy the property within 5 days.
Yeah.
Then within the 5 days, she's supposed to sell the property at an 8% commission. She's used the bank's money for the option, but the bank still got the dough, and nobody's hurt.
Smart thing. So how come the guy winds up dead?
That's my beef. Well, I don't mind taking money from a bank. It's like taking a jelly bean from a candy factory. But murder... Brother, that ain't my department.
Never mind the philosophy, fat stuff. Just keep talking.
Well, yesterday I wasn't even there.
What do you mean you weren't even there?
Well, Sloan thought I was supposed to be there, you understand?
Dane Clark, Crime and Peter Chambers, from July 20th, 1954, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. We'll have the conclusion of Crime and Peter Chambers, along with the conclusion of the yours truly Johnny Dollar story, The Star of Cape Town Matter. That will follow some very important words from your favorite station. But I want to take a moment to remind you, ClassicRadio.stream is where you can learn all about classic radio collecting and hear our shows on demand. So if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a single show. Back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At a House Oversight Committee hearing today, IRS Special Agent Joseph Ziegler revealed multiple errors in the Hunter Biden investigation.
Assigned prosecutors did not appear to follow the normal investigative process, slow-walked the investigation, and put in place unnecessary approvals and roadblocks.
He asserted that investigators were prevented from pursuing leads that could have linked Joe Biden to an alleged influence peddling scheme. At least one person has died after gunfire erupted in a Florida City Walmart. A witness says he saw a man shot twice in the chest and a second person in the leg. A handcuffed person was seen in the back of a Florida City police cruiser. A Texas woman is under arrest in Dubai for shouting in public. Tiara Allen, a 29-year-old social media influencer, allegedly raised her voice while trying to retrieve her passport from a rental car company. That passport has now been confiscated. She's been locked up. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of Crime and Peter Chambers, the replacement for the Frank Sinatra-helmed Rocky Fortune, which ended after Frank Sinatra won the Academy Award. And so he just kind of walked away from radio, and so Crime and Peter Chambers came in to run from April through September. This show, July 20th, 1954, the conclusion of the show about an embezzler.
The plan was that it was her job to clip him over the noggin, tie him up, and then beat it with 100,000 bananas. Instead, she sticks the 7 to him.
Why?
So she can't ever put the finger on her. Now, I don't know nothing about that. I was here today. I read it in the papers how he disappears, and I ask her. And then she breaks it to me. That's why I was there when you barged in.
Just what were you doing there?
Figuring the angles, how to get the body out of there, maybe folding him in a trunk, something.
Yeah, but you're the guy that don't want no truck with murder.
It was done, wasn't it? Might have wound up like him if I didn't listen to her. I'm talking now, ain't I? I've had it, little pal. A private eye in a deal like this, he can help a guy like me.
You're about up to the jackpot question as to where the doe is when you feel the cold muzzle at the nape of your neck.
You feel that gun at your neck, mister?
I feel it.
Okay, now give your Roscoe the fat stuff.
Okay. He's got it.
Now, just before your brains get blown out, I bet you're dying to know where that dough is, huh?
Dying is correct, m'lady.
In a suitcase in the trunk compartment of my car right outside. So near and yet so far.
You'd be Frankie Lake, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And if I could turn around, you'd also be the hatchet girl.
Correct. Only it also happens that I own this joint, which is a white elephant if there ever was one. And now, Mr. Nosybody, a fond farewell to you.
But it was Fat Stuff who pulled the trigger. And down she goes, and you come up out of your seat, and you're bent over her, doing the inspection bit.
It was the only way, the only way. I swear I never used a heater in my life, never. It ain't in me. I ain't no killer. But it was the only
easy,
way, Mac.
Easy does it, fat boy. No harm done. More's a pity. Scratch, flesh wound, period. They'll patch her up nice and pretty, and they'll make her nice and healthy. And then she'll stand trial, and she'll wind up in the hot seat after all. That's the way it goes, fat boy. A merry-go-round. That's life. And death.
And there you've had Crime and Peter Chambers. Dane Clark was starred as Peter Chambers. Crime and Peter Chambers transcribed was created and written by Henry Kane. Others in the cast were Mary Patton, heard as Mrs. Sloan, and Joe DeSantis as Jenkins. It was directed by Fred Way. This is Fred Collins inviting you to tune in next week, same time, same station, for Dane Clark in Crime and Peter Chambers.
From July 20th, 1954, Crime and Peter Chambers on Classic Radio Theater. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, wraps up the Star of Cape Town matter, coming up next.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar story, The Star of Cape Town Matter. Story about a big old diamond that one person's been killed over. This episode, originally broadcast July 20th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Stacy, partner.
Oh, hi, Stacy.
We'll be docking a day car in an hour or so now.
Yeah, I know.
Don't forget, I'm going to show you and Helen around the town.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Say, Dollar, that was a little excitement we had aboard ship last night, huh? That steward who fell overboard?
That's putting it politely.
Oh, what do you mean?
I think he got pushed.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location at sea on the Southern Empress, en route Cape Town to Dakar. To the Home Office Tri-Eastern Indemnity Associates. Assignment, the Star of Cape Town Matter. Expense account concluded. Item 12.50, room service on two aspirins. Right from the start, this whole deal had been a series of headaches. Headache one, Andrew Forbes, international playboy and owner of the Star of Cape Town, insured for $150,000. Forbes was tossing that stone around like it was a cheap toy. He wound up murdered, the diamond missing. Forbes' probable killer, Julio Biak, was in a Cape Town jail at the moment, but his confederate was still on the loose. The steward who could have told me who the confederate was had been fished out of the drink, dead, last night. Now we were going ashore at Dakar, and whoever had that diamond could make it hard for me to find. It could be Stacy, the boy from the wide open spaces. It could be Helen, traveling companion to Agatha Forbes. And I knew if it did turn out to be Helen, it'd leave me kind of sick inside. Worst of all, it could be somebody I didn't even know about. Hence the aspirin. Stacy had asked us to meet him at the gangway at 10 o'clock, but he was nowhere in sight when I showed up. Pretty soon, Helen and Agatha Forbes came along.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hi, Helen. Miss Forbes.
Good morning, Mr. Dollar. Helen just told me about what happened last night. Somebody trying to seize her on deck. How dreadful.
Perhaps I shouldn't have told you, Miss Forbes.
No, I'm glad you did.
Anything happened during the night, Helen?
No, I kept my stateroom door locked.
Well, here you are. Sorry I'm late. I guess I overslept. Already?
Already.
Say, now, I'm mighty glad to see you with us, Miss Forbes. I was hoping you'd come.
I won't be going with you. I'm going to stay aboard and rest.
Oh, come on now, Miss Forbes. Do you good to let your hair down and frisk around a bit.
Really, Mr. Stacy, I assure you I don't feel like frisking around a bit. I'll see you when you get back.
Say, now, I guess I put my foot in my mouth talking that way. Oh, well, I usually do anyway. It's sure big enough.
Well, one thing I had to give Stacy credit for, he was a good guide. He threaded us through street after street in the native quarter of Dakar, narrow passageways crowded with people in stalls where native hawkers were peddling all sorts of merchandise.
This is fascinating, isn't it?
Well, like I told you, Helen, Dakar's quite a place.
I love it.
I wonder if it isn't about time we started back to the ship.
Say, just a minute, Helen. I think there's a shop around here you'd be interested in. Silks, perfume, stuff like that. You interested?
Sure.
Well, let me get my bearings a minute.
You need more perfume?
Johnny, does it bother you that I still wear this perfume Andy Forbes gave me? If it does, I won't.
Yeah. The shop I had in mind is right down the street. Come on.
Stacy led us to the shop. Helen began trying on dresses and robes. This I didn't like. If she had the diamond, this was a golden opportunity to pass it along. But there wasn't much I could do about it. Then all of a sudden I realized that Stacy was nowhere in sight. I went outside and started along the street looking for her. Then I spotted a man following me, a native in a burnoose. So I ducked down the next alley to shake him. But he didn't shake. Then I noticed that this was a blind alley. The native was closing in, and what he had in his hand looked strangely like a knife. Suddenly, a door beside me opened.
Come on in, Dollar.
Stacy.
I said come on in.
A gun in front of me, a knife behind me. I guess I don't have much choice. So, you had your stooge steer me here.
I figured sooner or later you'd start looking for me, so I just thought I'd make it easy for you.
Well, thanks.
Stick around, Hassan. I may need you.
Very well.
Hassan's a pretty effective persuader, Dollar.
How jolly. So you're the boy I've been after, Stacy.
Correction. You're the boy I've been after, Dollar.
What are you talking about?
A diamond called the Star of Cape Town. Let's have it.
Oh, look, don't give me that routine. Forbes was knifed by your buddy Julio Biak in Cape Town. You killed the steward aboard ship to keep him from telling me it was you who sent the cablegram to Julio.
Right boy, Dollar.
That should mean you've got the diamond.
Smarten up, boy. You think I'd have arranged this little reception for you if I already had the stone?
Wait a minute. You're the one who was doing all the room searching aboard ship?
I'm the one. Now let's have it.
I don't have it, Stacy, and I don't know where it is.
Oh, you got a real sense of humor, Dollar. So has Hassan. Why don't you show him, Hassan?
Very well.
Oh. Hey, look, this isn't going to do you any good.
It's not going to do your face any good either, Hassan.
Hey, look, you...
Don't try it, Dollar. I guarantee you'll get yourself shot. Now, look. See, you're a nice, brave boy, but you're being foolish. It's no good trying to snow me. I got it all figured out.
Just what have you got all figured out?
It isn't in her stateroom. It isn't in yours. I searched them both again this morning before we came ashore. That's why I was late.
You're talking about Helen.
Who else? That's why I steered her to that shop to try on dresses. The little lady who owns it is a friend of mine. She'd have found the diamond if Helen was carrying it.
Helen?
Yeah, Helen.
How do you know she had it?
Process of elimination, buddy. She was the only one with Forbes before Julio got to him. I've been watching you and Helen like a hawk, Dollar. There's only one time she could have given you the stone. That was during that tender little clinch on deck last night, right under my nose.
Right under?
What's the matter, Dollar?
Nothing. Yeah, what Stacy had just said popped the whole deal into place suddenly. Right under my nose. Right where it had been all the time.
I tell you what, Dollar, you got just 5 minutes to tell me where that diamond is. Hassan will be here with you, and he's going to start persuading again if you don't talk.
I had to get back to the ship somehow. That meant I'd have to do some fast talking. I looked at Hassan. I couldn't tell which was glittering more, his black eyes or the knife he held against my throat. One wrong word, and I knew he'd start carving. Hassan.
What do you want?
You come from the desert, don't you?
Why?
You're a long way from home. Ever get homesick?
What do you mean?
Oh, I was just thinking, with half the money from that diamond, you could buy yourself an oasis with all the trimmings.
Do not worry. Stacy will pay me well when we get the jewel.
Well, what's he giving you for this job? 3 goats and a new burnoose?
Dollar.
Hey, easy with that knife. It's just that everybody who works for Stacy seems to wind up getting paid off the wrong way.
The wrong...
Take Julio Biak, for one. The guy Stacy hired to get the diamond in the first place. He's roosting in the Cape Town jail right now.
You lie.
Oh, you can check on it. Then there's the steward who sent Stacy's message to Biak. He got shoved overboard. You can check on that, too. But I'm sure a thing like that would never happen to you.
Go on, Dollar.
Okay. I know where the diamond is.
How do I know I can trust you?
You can come with me to get it.
I don't know.
At least he was thinking about it, and it's all I wanted. His eyes got that faraway look. That's what I was waiting for. I whipped my arm up and knocked his knife loose. I buried my fist in his midsection. He jackknifed. A rabbit punch finished him off. I dove for the wall just as Stacy came charging in.
What?
I kicked the gun out of his hand. I went to work. Stacy was rugged, but I finally made it. I got the decon. car police to put Stacy and Azan on ice, patched up my face, and headed back to the ship. But there was something else hurting me a lot more than my face. Helen.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Where have you been? I was... Your face. What happened?
Skip it. I have to hand it to you, Helen. That was a real Class A snow job you pulled on me.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It was right under my nose all the time. The perfume Forbes gave to you. Now, where's the bottle?
On my dressing table.
Okay.
But...
A pretty fancy bottle. Solid base. Or maybe not so solid.
Johnny!
Uh-huh. In the base of the bottle.
Star of Cape Town.
I'll bet you're real surprised, aren't you?
Johnny, I didn't know it was there. I didn't have any idea. I swear it.
She's telling the truth, Mr. Dodd.
Miss Forbes.
Wow. Well, Agatha, that gun looks sort of out of character.
Perhaps. I won't hesitate to use it if necessary.
I don't understand.
It was cruel of Andrew and me to use you like this, Helen, but we saw no other alternative.
Wait a minute. You and your brother rigged this whole deal right from the beginning, didn't you? Sure. Sure, because you slipped yesterday, Agatha, when you told me you'd discussed your brother's party with him. But back in Cape Town, he told me it was a surprise party for you.
Johnny, I still...
Oh, it's simple, Helen. That bottle of perfume would have turned up missing when you got to New York. Agatha would have appropriated it. One big question, Agatha. Why all this?
Have you any idea what it means to see somebody drag the family name through the dirt time after time with his wild escapades? And have you any idea what those escapades cost?
Your brother was in debt, huh?
Terribly. We were pressed to the wall.
Well, why didn't you sell the diamond?
We were bound by the will not to. But arrangements were made with someone in New York. What we could get for the diamond, plus what we could collect from the insurance. It would be enough.
Oh, nice little scheme. But you didn't figure on Julio Biak trying for the diamond in Cape Town and killing your brother in the process.
No. First, I didn't know what to do. But it soon became clear that more than ever I had to go through with a plan. My brother's creditors began to make trouble right after his murder. The diamond, please.
Oh, now look. Don't you get it, Agatha? You're licked.
What do you mean?
You've done all this to protect the Forbes name.
Of course.
You've failed. The story's out.
No. It's known only to the two of you.
How are you going to keep us from talking?
I'll do whatever is necessary.
Bribe us? Kill us? Sorry, neither one's going to work.
Mr. Dollar, do not force
You're trapped, Agatha. By the same thing that got you into all this, the Forbes name. Are you going to brand it with murder? No. No, I don't think you are. I don't think you could.
I don't know. Please, Mr. Dollar.
I'll take the gun, Agatha. Thanks.
Oh, Johnny.
It's okay, Helen.
I guess I have failed, haven't I? All the way.
Expense account item 13, $375.50. Transportation and incidentals from Dakar home. Expense account total, $1,283.60. I turned the diamond over to the authorities for safekeeping, and Agatha Forbes to face charges of fraud. Julio Biak and Ben Stacy were indicted for the murder of Andrew Forbes. Remarks? How about Agatha? I guess she did what she did because she thought the end justified the means, which is one of the oldest sucker traps of them all. About Helen? Well, now that she's no longer a suspect, could be I'm no longer building up to a big letdown with her. At least it hasn't come yet. And I'm still waiting. And the waiting is real pleasant. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Here's our star to tell you about next week's story.
Next week, a yacht that wasn't there and a man who wasn't there. They never were. But that's where I found them. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is written by Robert Reif and produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Gene Tatum, Virginia Gregg, Harry Bartell, Chester Stratton, Marvin Miller, and DJ Thompson. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
July 20th, 1956, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Would you please thank this radio station and support their advertisers? It is their kindness and courtesy that allow us to be here each and every time we're around here on your favorite radio station. Now, I want to remind you that if you miss a day, you do not have to miss a single show. Every one of our shows are available for on-demand listening at classicradio.stream. There you can not only stream the shows on demand, you can find links to download all the shows through a variety of sites. You can also contact us there, either through our social media links, which we have there, or directly. And you can also find links to help you and information on how to build a classic radio collection of your own. And if you enjoy our show and want to help us grow it, you can buy me a coffee. That's always a great thing. You find that link there as well at classicradio.stream. And all that money goes to find us new, great classic radio shows to bring you here. Great improved versions of those shows. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.